crazy? Good morning and welcome to Daytime News. Today we're discussing legal matters. In the studio today we have Dan Dillon, who's here to talk to us about a few of the most ludicrous court cases from recent years. So, Dan, we're all ears.
Well, my research has been most interesting, as you know. Americans are never afraid to stand up for their rights. But these stories really take the biscuit.
Any favourites?
Well, actually, there's one that I found particularly amusing. It involves a middle-aged gentleman called Norman Cake, a 178-centimetre, 123-kilo New Yorker. He filed a lawsuit claiming that he'd been forced to eat in fast food restaurants 4 or 5 times per week.
But on what grounds was he suing?
Well, Norman Cake is obese, diabetic, and suffers from heart disease. He claimed that these fast food chains were profiting from his poor health and weren't warning him that the food they were serving was harmful.
That's ludicrous. What did he expect? A banner outside the restaurant advising clients not to eat there?
Who knows, but he filed a lawsuit against McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's and KFC.
Which begs the question, did he win?
No, the judge dismissed the case and barred it from being filed a third time.
Well, Mr. Cake isn't the only one, is he? There have been lots of attempts in the past to make a quick buck this way and some actually win. I remember there was a case of the woman who sued McDonald's. She'd bought a coffee to take away and burnt herself holding it.
Well, yes, people will continue trying. The question is, has Mr. Cake really stopped eating in the restaurants he tried to sue? I suspect not.